It's really tough times for a lot of people out there at the moment. And I guess the message that we're always trying to spread is that we need to be kind to one another because everyone is dealing with something. There's so many pressures and stresses and anxiety and all those kind of things. So you just have to be nice, especially when it comes to our retail workers, especially our retail workers in supermarkets. You know, there's a lot of pressures there with no toilet paper and stuff, but it's not their fault. There is one young girl by the name of Jordan who's been having a really tough time. She works at Woolies in Willows and she joins us right now. Jordan, how are you going today?
I'm feeling much better, honestly.
Okay.
I'm good.
Jordan, the reason we got you on is your mum posted a photo of you clearly upset, in tears. You got your Woolies uniform on. You're upset. And this is because you couldn't last out a whole shift about two nights ago. You crumbled. What happened?
It was mainly just the overwhelming, you know, not being able to satisfy each customer that comes in, them being very, like, angrily upset that they can't get their third can of corn or third can of beans or whatever. And it just, it takes it to heart because, you know, each shift that I go into, that you're obviously going to disappoint one or two customers. But of late, you know, with this whole coronavirus stuff that's going around, there's been restrictions made on everything that, that you have to buy at Woolworths.
I've been really mindful of that going into Woolies and, you know, you're restricted to only two of certain products. So is that something that's really putting pressure on your job?
Yes, it is. Yeah, because it's nothing we can do as customer service. Like, it goes far beyond us. But, you know, they're treating, you know, the customers that we serve and try and please just don't understand that, you know?
And we'll, I mean, we'll put it out there. Obviously, this isn't all customers, but it's a lot by the sounds of it. The idea that anyone would abuse a checkout chick or a checkout dude because they can only buy two of something or that, you know, there's no toilet paper or all these things that are so clearly beyond your control.
Yeah.
Like the idea that someone would abuse you just blows my mind. What's been the worst of it? Have you seen that, like, swearing or violence or...
Swearing, violence, being told to go back to school to learn what a vegetable and a fruit is.
How do you deal with someone like that? Are you able to call your manager, call security? Yeah, you're able to kick them out of the shop? Like, what do you do?
There are precautions that we can take. You know, if we've got a very unhappy customer, we offer, you know, would you like to speak to the manager or would you like to speak to our supervisor? And some say no. And if they get out of hand, we do ring our bell just to say, you know, look, you know, they're obviously not happy with it. Is there something that we can do to try and, you know, ease the situation? Mm. But there has been, you know, customers that have made such a big deal over something so small that we have had to kick them out of the store and whatnot. Yeah. But, yeah.
You know, it's not hard. Don't be to other people. Like, we're all stressed. We've all got a lot going on.
And I know, like, people do get caught up in their own stresses and their own head about where they're at. And they're, like, there's a lot of people out there feeling very overwhelmed. But we just need to take a deep breath and realise that everyone is in this together. And even though you're stressed, there is absolutely no, you know, forgiveness for taking that out on other people. That's just not okay.
It shocks me that's happening in our city. You know, I like to think we are better than that, and I hope it does improve for you. Look, thank you so much for telling us the story. This, you know, this photo of you upset and, yeah, your mum's put it on Facebook and it's gone viral for, I guess, the right reasons now. Hopefully it will draw some attention to sort of what's happening out there and we'll see a change. But, hey, thank you so much for opening up, and I hope things get better soon, okay?
Thank you so much. Info and Gabby.